This is the Holy Cross Project. It's Global Green's kind of showcase sustainable village. We're in the Lower Ninth Ward in the Holy Cross neighborhood, and we're right next to the river, as you can see. I'm Linda Stone. I'm the director of the local office of Global Green USA.
We pump all of our water out, right? Because we live in a city that's below sea level, so we always constantly have to pump water out so we're not flooding. And then there's just kind of this effect that happens, and that's we're not really living with water because we're just pushing it out. So on this site, we wanted to showcase how you can live with water and the importance of living with water and managing your water on site. My name is Jeff Supak, and I work for Global Green on our wetlands and water issues here in New Orleans.
So we should show you a couple of the rain features. This is a roof garden, and you put certain kinds of plants in that are very hardy because they also can be faced with a lot of sun without rain, so they have to be able to handle rain and a lot of sun.
And the cool thing is this has co-benefits, so a green roof. Not only are you capturing rainwater, you're also saving on your energy bills because it cools the roof. So when the sun hits it, the sunlight doesn't get to penetrate through the roof.
Yeah, it's reflective and it insulates as well. So it reduces your energy bill and it also reduces the urban heat island. So urban heat island is generally, it happens in urban areas because there's a lot of cement and a lot of dark colored roofs, a lot of streets. And so the overall temperature, the ambient air, can be 5 or 10 degrees hotter than it is in the surrounding areas that are greener and more rural. And so by adding more trees, by lightening rooftops and adding things like this, like green roofs, that can help.
Yeah, so this is the bioswale. So I like to call it almost like a man-made wetland in a way, because it looks like that. So basically this bioswale was dug out and then it was filled with different materials. So there's porous materials such as crushed concrete and then other types of soil mixtures, including like sands, because a lot of our soil here in New Orleans is clay. And so water doesn't actually allow to get down through clay because it's not porous. So this is kind of creating space for water to fill into the ground. And so here you have that. And then on top of that, we have a lot of native species. So we have cypress trees, those one, two, three,
one right
four, five. Those ones that kind of look like they're putting on their leaves for spring right now, basically. What happens is here, being that we have a lot of organic content in our soil, whenever you take what should be a wet soil, for instance, being that we live in the swampy area, you take that and you don't allow water to get into that soil, it's like going from a wet sponge to a dry sponge. So you have a wet, full, plump sponge that's holding up your city, but then all of a sudden you're pumping that water out and then you have a dry sponge. And imagine how a dry sponge shrinks and kind of gets cracked. And that's exactly what happens to our soil here. So our soil sinks and then streets start sinking and cracking and breaking under the pressure, and then your homes shift, the foundation shifts, and then all of a sudden we're even more below sea level than what we started off with. If we manage water, what are the effects? Hopefully it would reduce how much pumping we do in the city. Mm-hmm. So if we're reducing our pumping, that means we're allowing a little bit more water into our soil. So we're allowing us to sustain our city and not sink. Number two, all this rainwater is not just being flushed into Lake Pontchartrain, which means we're protecting the water quality of Lake Pontchartrain and the fisheries that we depend on. And then three, if we're reducing pumping, we're reducing our emissions, our carbon emissions, because it takes a lot of energy to pump our water out.
Learn more about Global Green at WWNO.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.